Coming up on episode number 715, it's an all-request show and the last all-request show before Halloween, so why not throw in some songs that maybe invoke the creepier side of covers? All this trivia coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's October 26th, 2010. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville. And tonight, being the last show before Halloween, I did try and go through the request list and pick songs that maybe had a little bit of a darker side to them, maybe a little bit more creepy, scary, spooky, etc. So you're going to hear covers tonight of Screamin' Jay Hawkins, Alice Cooper, and the Rolling Stones, just to name a few. But we're going to start off with a song that doesn't sound so creepy until you think about the lyrics or until you listen to the lyrics. Originally, this was written and recorded by Danny Dill, Marjon Wilkin, and covered by Johnny Cash. Nick Cave does a great version of this song. It's called Long Black Veil, and just a real quick synopsis. The song tells a story about a guy who is accused of committing a murder, but didn't do it, and his alibi was that he was with a woman. Well, the woman happens to be married, and in order to protect her, he takes the rap and is hung for his crime. Let's go ahead and listen to David Gray's version of Long Black Veil. This one is going out to Michael in Widnes in the UK. Here is David Gray and Long Black Veil.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed beneath the town hall lights. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows about me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. Well, I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Now the scaffold is high and eternity is near. When she stands in the crowd, and she sheds not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind blows, hey, long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black. She visits my grief when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, Nobody sees, nobody knows about me.
George Bush doesn't care about
Coverville.
Oh my God, there's a zombie on my belly. Get him off. Hit him with a shovel.
Now the zombie jamboree took place in a New York cemetery. Zombie jamboree took place in Long Island cemetery. Zombies coming from all parts of the island. Some of them are Frankensteinians. Since this is the season, they got together in Bacchanal, singing
back to back, belly to belly. And I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the Zombie Jamboree. Back to back, belly to belly. And I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back,
dig it. One female zombie wouldn't behave. See how she jumps on top of the grave. In one hand she holds a quart of rum. With the other hand she beats a conga drum. The lead singer starting to make his rhyme, while the other zombies rattling their bones in time. Now one bystander had this to say: it was a sight to see the zombies break away, singing
back to back, belly to belly. And I don't give a damn, cause I done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the Zombie Jamboree.
Oh, well,
back to back, belly to belly. And I don't give a damn, cause I done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the Zombie Jamboree.
Now left and right is getting sweet. The lead bystander mashed some other zombie's feet. The zombie raised his finger as if to warn. He said, "Mister, take care, you mash my corn." But it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Here's a zombie eating codfish and poonsie. I've never seen more of your ginger beer than at the zombie parade which took place last year.
Back to back, belly to belly. And I don't give a damn, cause I've done that already. Back to back, belly to belly, at the Zombie Jamboree.
So I never went.
Sure, maybe stretching things for for a Halloween tune. I Will Follow You Into the Dark by Death Cab for Cutie. Covered there by Amy Milan from her 2009 album, Masters of the Burial. Okay, so burial, dark, death, you know, it's all covered, right? Before that, Zombie Jamboree, also known as Back to Black, covered there by Harry Nilsson from his 1975 album, That's the Way It Is. Great version there by Harry Nilsson, one of the ones that... really add something new to the song. I misspoke at the beginning, by the way. I said that the Kingston Trio originally did it. No, they did have one of the first versions. However, Lord Intruder, not to be confused with Bed Intruder, Lord Intruder released the first version of that song. As a matter of fact, on a live version of that very same track by the Kingston Trio, they credit Lord Invader and his 12 penetrations as the original performers of that song. Just saying. I'm just quoting it here. They also say that it's the song that killed Calypso. Well, there you go. Before that, Long Black Veil, covered by David Gray from his 2007 A Thousand Miles Behind release, originally written and recorded by Danny Dill, Marjon Wilkin, and famously performed by Johnny Cash. Great tune, great lyrics, just some fantastic songwriting right there. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audible, audible.com. Now is a chance for you to go and get a free audiobook. How do you do it? You go to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville, and you can download a free audiobook. Try it out. Listen to it on your iPad, your iPod, your Android, your computer, your burn it to a CD, listen to it in your car, whatever you want. And there are plenty of options. Tristan and I just finished The Graveyard Book by Neil Gaiman, which is, I think it's listed as, it might be listed as a young adult book. However, I thought it was great. I mean, it was engaging and creepy and spooky. I'm a big Neil Gaiman fan. I've read everything from Neverwhere to American Gods, just great, great stuff. I'm in the middle of his Sandman stuff myself, but a lot of stuff that he's done is available on audible.com. Check out his works, and I think there's even one or two that are read by him, and he's got a great voice for reading his own material. Check it out, audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. All right, you know, stretching the lines here one more time with the track Gimme Shelter, which, you know, deals with some dark subjects, right? And you kind of, of course, got to think of the Hell's Angels at Altamont when you think of this song. Let's go ahead and play this. This is going out to Dan in New Mexico. He's in the chat room right now. This is Ruth Copeland from the 1971, or recorded in 1971 and included on the Gimme Shelter Volume 2 EP. Here is Ruth Copeland and Gimme Shelter.
Hey Brian, this is your good old friend Coltrane. I am calling to request a song. The song is I Put a Spell on You, originally made by Screaming Jay Hawkins, and the cover is by She and Him. Like I said before, it really is a good song. Okay, thanks, Brian.
You better stop the
the lungs on that version right there. The I Put a Spell on You cover by She and Him from the 2009 Starbucks Sweetheart release. I've been borrowing from those quite a bit the last few shows. Boy, how cool is that? Can you just picture that in a dark, smoky lounge with Zooey Deschanel singing from her echo chamber? Great version there, requested by Coltrane in North Carolina. Thank you, Coltrane, for suggesting that one. Before that, Dan in New Mexico requested Gimme Shelter. Well, you know, I've been saying I was going to use full names. Oh, well, we'll start doing that next show. Dan in New Mexico requested Gimme Shelter there, covered by Ruth Copeland from the 1971 EP that collected a bunch of different versions of Gimme Shelter. There's a Tom Jones version on there as well. Great version by Tom Jones. Of course, covers of the Rolling Stones classic. Well, now is a great time. If you have not signed up to become a Coverville citizen, now is a great time to do so. Why? Because October is a slow month for Coverville citizenships, and I need more October signups. Just go to coverville.com, and you can find the link there at the top or on the side of the page that tells you what you get with your Coverville citizenship. You get an extra show every few weeks, usually every 2 to 3 weeks, a bonus track show that collects songs that were cut from the other episodes because of time or for whatever reason, duplication, two songs from the same album that I wanted to play and I could only do one, things like that. Coverville bonus tracks. You also get an annual t-shirt and an annual DVD every year shipped to you containing the last 100 episodes. Well, the DVD does. The t-shirt doesn't contain anything, but the DVD contains the last 100 episodes of Coverville in a nice, convenient AAC or MP3 format. And of course, you also get discounts on other Coverville goodies. Become a Coverville citizen today. It's really easy, and it helps out the show quite a bit. Coverville.com/citizens, I believe, is the email address or the URL. If you want to check that out, let's go ahead and get to the last set of music here. Adam Grossworth requested this one. See, I'm going to use full names now. It's a cover of Head Over Heels, which in and of itself isn't that scary, right? It's not very Halloween-y, you know, when you're thinking Tears for Fears. Maybe Mad World would be a little bit deeper and darker. However, when you think that this is from the soundtrack to The Vampire Diaries, maybe it makes a little bit more sense. From the group Digital Daggers, here is their cover of Tears for Fears, Head Over Heels.
I'm lost in admiration. Could I need you this much? Oh, you're wasting my time. You're just wasting time. Something happens and I'm head over heels. I never find out till I'm head. Throw it away. Brothers used to breathe in clean air. dreaming I'm a doctor. It's hard to be a man when there's a gun in your hand. Oh, I feel so. Something happens and I'm head over heels. I never find out till I'm head over heels. Something happens and I'm head over heels. Oh, don't take my heart, don't break my heart. Oh, don't throw it away.
I wanna taste you, but your lips are venomous. Poison.
from her 2008 album My Winter Storm. That is Tarja and her cover of Alice Cooper's Poison, ending the musical portion of today's show. Great version there of Poison going out to Mitchell DeMarco, who requested that one. Dark and creepy, and is it Tarja? T-A-R-J-A, I believe, is the it's the spelling, so I'm pronouncing it as Tarja. 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 Take your pick. It's going to be one of those three. How's that? Before that, Head Over Heels covered by Digital Daggers from the original motion picture, or I'm sorry, the original television soundtrack to The Vampire Diaries. Just came out this year. I believe that's the only cover that is that I found on there, but it's a good one. And Adam Grossworth requested that one, and I was happy to play that one on the show. All right, well, Tina is out, and so I'm going to be doing Musically Challenged solo tonight. However, the chat room is in full swing. We got, quite a few people in there tonight, so I think I'm going to open it up to them as well. I'll give my answers before I look at the chat room, but that way they can play along as well, and I'll announce if anyone gets it right. How's that? So let's go ahead and jump in. This one is from Ian from LA. Take it away, Ian. That's not it. Let's try this one right here.
Hey, Brian and Tina. It's Ian Douglas from Los Angeles again. Thanks for having me back. This time around, the songs will be much, much easier to guess. The overall theme, though, is that I need you to fill in the blanks. Well, fill in a single blank. I'm going to play very short clips from six different songs, and you'll have to guess their titles, of course, but you'll also have to guess what ties them together in order to fill in the blank. I'll give you a clue. You'll want to write down the song titles this time, because the songs are not in order. Each clip will be played twice, and you can take a moment at the end to figure out what's missing. Here we go. First track. But it's alright, alright, just three.
But it's alright, alright, just three. Alright, pretty easy one there. I don't even think I need to give my guess, but see the chat room. All right, I'm going to throw it out. I think that's Just Dance by Lady Gaga. Anyone else? All right, there we go. Eco Proxy got that one.
Second track.
All right. Oh, play a second time. All right, got that one. That's Tonight, Tonight, Tonight by Genesis. That wasn't a solo film. No, that was off of their Invisible Touch. So that's Genesis and Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. Everybody keeps saying Peter Gabriel. Nice. And scrolling up, looks like Nicole got that one. Good job, Nicole. Nicole Spegg here in the chat room tonight. Okay, let's go ahead and do the next one.
Third track.
All right, that's Stevie Wonder and For Once in My Life. I'm writing these down. So that's why there's such great dead air here. All right. For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder. Who got that one? Let's see here. Who answered before the clip? Let's see here. Oh, no, that was too fast. Nicole Spagg got Stevie Wonder, and Dan Cassidy got Once in My Life. Okay, good. Let's get to the next one here.
Fourth track. You hear me?
All right, that's Nirvana from the Unplugged, with what is that? That's not about a girl. Is that about a girl? I think that's about a girl. And what is the? Yes, the chat room agrees. All right, looks like Mashup Man was the first one to say Nirvana, and. Laughing Bones got Nirvana About a Girl, so good. Okay.
fifth track.
When I was 17, when I was 17.
All right, that's it was a very good year. And I think that was Sinatra's version. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Shatner's version there. So let's see here. All right. Was that? Did he say that was the last song? Let's see what he says here.
And finally.
Lift me up and don't touch, baby. Lift me up and don't touch, baby.
All right, that's Who's That Lady, Part 2 by the Spinners? Was that the Spinners? Let's see what the chat room says. Click, 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 click. Oh, very good year when I was 17. Yes, it was a very good year. That was the Sinatra one. And then Who's That Lady by the Isley Brothers. Yes, very good. Thank you, Looking Glass Dan. All right. So, Gaga, Just Dance, Tonight, 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 For Once in My Life, About a Girl. It was a very good year. Who's That Lady? Oh, okay.
Bet that between the two of you, you guessed every song this time. First up, Just Dance by Lady Gaga. Second was Tonight, Tonight, Tonight by Genesis. Next was For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder. The fourth song was About a Girl by Nirvana. Next was It Was a Very Good Year by Old Blue Eyes' Frank Sinatra. And finally, That Lady by the Isley Brothers. And now that we have all the answers, can you see the theme and fill in the blank? I'll give you a few minutes to ponder.
A few minutes? All right, I'm going to pause here for just 1 second. Just Dance, Tonight, For Once in My Life, About a Girl. It was a very good year. And That Lady. Fill in the blank. I will edit all this out, by the way. All this, all this dead air here. Just Dance. Wow. Okay. I'm stumped. It looks like the chat room is stumped as well. So let's see what we got here.
All right. Time's up. Although I guess with Brian's finger on the pause button saying time's up is a bit silly. As you can see, the first word of each song title fills in Brian's closing phrase for Coverville. That just about covers it for tonight. Except I couldn't find a song that I thought you could guess which began with the word covers. The song selection at Amazon was a little bit limited, and I wanted to stick to my theme and figured a fill-in-the-blank puzzle would work out okay. Thanks for playing along. See you next time.
Nicely done. That's awesome. Wow. Very, very clever. I don't even know if you would have put those in order. I don't even know if I would have been able to pick up on that. Just about covers it for tonight. Nice. Or that. Just about. Very good. Well done. All right. Well, nicely done. If you want to submit a Musical.ly challenge, there's maybe five or six in the hopper ahead of you, but get one in. Absolutely. Super easy. Just record one. Use Audacity or whatever. You don't even need to use sound clips if you don't want to. You can do lyrics. You can. You could even record something on the memo feature of your smartphone and send it in if you wanted. Email them to coverville@gmail.com. That's also the place where you can send your requests if you want to get a request on the next All Request Show. coverville@gmail.com. Call in the request line, 206-222-COVER. You heard Coltrane earlier in the show doing that. Of course, you can also record a memo and attach it to an email that way, too, to get in a request. Or you could post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. I read everything that comes in there and respond when necessary. All right, we've got one more show before Halloween, and let's do somebody dark. We're going to do Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds cover story, so stick around for that. That's going to be on Thursday. If you have a request for something that you want to get in the show, make sure to get that in to me before then. And until then, as Ian in LA just pointed out, that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud... Oh, that's too low. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly. CacheFly. CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out at frogpants.com. Those podcasts are so good, it's like you're there!
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!